Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jay Wild here. I am going to answer the Where the Voices Are AMA. So here you go. What is something that you find strangely intimate? Actually, non-cliche, not, you know, benowns to Omni's love of it. I actually find hand-holding strangely intimate. I adore it. I love everything about it. So, yeah. The hand-holding porn, definitely a good thing. 2, what is something that came up because of doing audios that you never expected, but now you feel is a normal thing? Going into my closet every day. I record in my closet, and I think that going in and out of my closet to come seems normal now. Coming into a microphone seems normal. Not something I would have ever thought would be normal, but it's just fine now. What is the weirdest place you've ever masturbated or sexted? Oh, God, so many places to pick the weirdest. I masturbated in an oil change bathroom once, like the quick oil change lube places. I actually masturbated in the bathroom there. I've sexted all over, like kids' doctor's appointments, all kinds of places, because I just like to dirty talk. So, yeah, constantly. So, okay. If you had to choose one kink that doesn't sexually arouse you to spontaneously start doing, which would you pick? My problem is so many kinks do sexually arouse me. Maybe one thing I've been actually kind of exploring, because it's not done very often, it's not arousing to me, but the idea is intriguing, so maybe I'd pick forced masculinization, because so many people do forced feminization. Like, I want to be forced to look like a guy. It sounds kind of interesting, so maybe that one. What is something someone could say or do around you that will immediately catch your attention? A good chuckle or a good giggle will immediately catch my attention. I love laughter. So if you have a very good laugh, it's immediately going to get me. usually it's the sound of something, and laughter is one that will immediately catch my attention. What body part of yours gets jealous the easiest? Meaning, what part of your body loves to be touched, or do you love having touched the most? There's so many. I just, in like a non-sexual fashion, I love having my hair played with and fingers trailing up and down my arms or back. So I'd say those are the two body parts that are kind of tied for attention. What was your childhood nickname and the story behind the name? Well, it's kind of funny, but my childhood nickname and into adulthood is Jay. Everyone calls me Jay. My mom called me Pumpkin, but I don't think there's a good story behind it. Jay is just shortened from my real name, which I will not be letting you know, but obviously it starts with a J. My whole life and into even now, people in my real world call me Jay. So it was an easy transition to use as a login name. Have you told your friends and family? Follow up. If so, what were their reactions? If not, why? I have, my husband knows, and his reaction was, why don't people pay me for sexy time? He also comments on the fact that my paid audios pay for a lot of our stuff, and he thinks that's kind of cool. I'm paying for things in orgasms, as he says, or in moans. I have told his best friend, which is also a very good friend of mine, and I've also told one of my best friends. And his best friend was just like, wow, I know a porn star, which immediately had to explain, you know, how that's not quite what, you know, I am. But my best friend, one of my best friends who's actually male, chose to just go listen to my audios. He still does. And tells me comments instead of commenting on them. He messages me and tells me how much he likes different stuff. So other friends and families, I haven't told my actual family because I think they'd probably flip. Other friends, I think, just couldn't take some of the content that I do. So I just don't tell them. When was the first time you realized you were a degenerate? Sorry, I like paused on that word for some reason. Cinematic descriptions, if you can. I realized I was a degenerate in high school. Back when I was a young punk rocker, rocking out in some Converse because my mom wouldn't let me buy Doc Martens, my army green trench coat and spiked up hair bangs down to my chin, and the rest of my hair was short and spiky, and that black eyeliner. And I realized, you know, being a punk just wasn't enough. I needed to be a filthy, cocksucking punk. And I knew from that point on, I was a total degenerate. How's that for cinematic? No, I did as a teenager. I was a degenerate already. Tell us one thing most people don't know about you. I guess despite liking being a dom in a sexual relationship, I mean, I am a switch, which most people know. I'm an extremely giving person. So in being a dom, it allows me to give so much more. I am not happy unless my partner's happy. In that type of respect, a lot of people who haven't been my lover don't know that. I think I just come off as, you know, I'll do anything type thing, but it's more I'll do anything to make you happy. So yeah, a lot of people don't realize that about me. As far as vanilla things that a lot of people don't know, probably that I'm actually a tomboy. Like, I don't wear makeup. I wear comfortable clothes. I'm curvy, but I hide it well under a lot of guy clothes. So a lot of people online don't know that about me. So anyway, hope you enjoyed the AMA, and I hope more people do it, and have a good day. Mwah.